now. Come in, Sister Sade, with Soldier of Love. Brothers, the feeling is love. We have to come from love, sisters and brothers. We have to come from the reality of being a soldier of love. The universe is teaching us about being a soldier of love. Thank you, my beautiful sister Sade. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 21st, 2014. Sisters and brothers, we are they who were prophesied to go into captivity. Did we forget that we were soldiers of love? Did we decide to side with the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families? So rather than the Almighty Yahuwah being our Baal, read it for yourself. I know this is shocking to you. I was shocked when I read it. Yahuwah says, I am the husband, or I was the husband of Israel. That word husband is Baal. But that word has to do with the whole civilization of leadership, governors and rulers that are righteous. Financial rulers that are righteous, religious teachers and rulers that are righteous, that are wedded to the Almighty and are wedded to the masses of the people. But we rejected the Almighty as Baal and decided to have the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families as Baal. We began to participate in slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. We began to exploit one another, to destroy one another, fall into sectarianism, which is division. And the only way that I can destroy you is to think and believe falsely that you are not me. You are the me. You are the I. You are the self outside of myself. So I cannot harm you. So we fail. Turned our backs on life and existing. So the universe turned his back on us because we rejected the universe. We rejected the atom. We rejected the power of Christ. We rejected proton, neutron, electron. We rejected every portion of the universe that taught us of life. We went against that, so we suffered the consequences. So now you get to chapter 29, and Jeremiah is in an argument. He's prophesying the truth from the universe that the people will go into captivity in Babylon, into Chaldea, and America is modern day mystery Babylon. America, London, Washington, D.C., Vatican City, modern day state of Israel. These are your four cornerstones. Four cornerstones of modern day mystery Babylon. So we have been taken into captivity in modern day Babylon. Mystery Babylon that is no more a mystery when you understand prophecy. United States of North America, wicked ruling class, modern day Babylon. So Jeremiah told them, look, you're going into captivity for 70 years. Why 70 years? That 70 years is tied to Sabbath. Tied to Sabbath. I guess they went through 10 Sabbaths and did not adhere to the laws of the universe. The word Sabbath has to do with cessation of slavery, colonialism, exploitation, returning of land, wealth, and resources back into the hands of the original people. There was to be no usury in the ancient nation of Hebrew Israelites. There was to be no slavery, no exploitation. But if you fell on hard times because economy bad and you had to sell off your land, you got your land back. So this Sabbath has to do with freeing the people from exploitation, freeing the people from slavery, freeing the people from debt. Erase our debt. Our debt erased. Every 7 years. 10 of those is 70 years. So the Hebrews began to participate in slavery and forgot the Sabbath. This is why Yahushua Jesus said Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is made for man that we may implement the Sabbath and come out from under our debt. College student, are you in debt? Mortgage payer, are you in debt? Credit card holder, are you in debt? Third world nations, are you in debt to the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization? Sabbath mean no more debt, no more peonage, no more exploitation economically. So the Hebrews had to go into Babylon 70 years because they refused to adhere to the Sabbath, meaning the ruling class, the leaders of Israel, the elders, men and women, leaders, king, queen, prince, princess, the leadership rejected the Sabbath and participated in the exploitation of the masses of the people, including the exploitation of their own people. So there was some who said to Jeremiah, no, that's not going to happen. And even if it does, it's going to be a short period of time. Jeremiah says, don't listen to these. These are false diviners. These are false dreamers. These are the false prophets. See, we know now that divining is righteous when you use it for righteous means. But you have those that use those powers for wickedness to cause us to turn our backs on what the Almighty is saying to us. So Jeremiah says, don't listen to the false dreamers. Don't listen to the false diviners. Listen to what I'm saying to you. You will go into captivity. And when you go into captivity, continue to live. Don't commit suicide. Don't die. Continue to marry. Continue to have children. Continue to purchase property. But while you are in captivity, in that city that is taking you into captivity, you make sure that you make a demand for peace. Seek peace. The word seek has to do with making a demand, has to do with doing investigation, has Other words having to do with making sure that you investigate, making sure that you make a demand on the city, the people, the nation that has taken you captive. Now that word peace has to do with individual peace, harmony amongst individuals, but also national peace, meaning exemption from warfare, exemption from warfare and bloodshed, cessation of hostilities on a national level. Now this is telling us that we, and then it says, after you make the demand for peace, after you seek peace, then you pray to the Almighty to intervene in your affairs. We have it backward. We pray and don't make a demand. What religious institution is teaching it like this? Not many. Most do not teach you about making a demand on the government. Make a demand on President Obama. We demand peace. We demand that you cease supporting economically and with weapons Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Boko Haram, this so-called ISIS, ISIL group, and some other groups we know not their name of. We know that President Barack Obama and the Obama administration and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the leadership in military, and we know that many of the top leadership in Democratic and Republican Party, we know that McCain, Senator John McCain, was photographed with ISIL, with ISIS, and he has over and over said again that he and those in government support ISIL, support ISIS. McCain said that he knows ISIS intimately. McCain said that he knows them very well. He was arguing with Kerry over ISIL and ISIS, trying to make us think that these two are not working for the same devils. Sisters and brothers, you have to do an in-depth study to understand that ISIL, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Boko Haram, all of these were created by the CIA. All of these were raised by the CIA. Some trained in Jordan, some trained in Qatar, some trained in Turkey, some trained in Saudi Arabia. And they are raised to do what? To create disorder and chaos to justify warfare and bloodshed already planned. And America, Israel, and Britain, after supporting these, can use these that they created and supported, raise them up as a boogeyman for us to fear, so that we can take on the spirit of fear. And does not the scripture say that perfect love casts out fear? So we can't love the human family when we are so afraid and made so afraid that we would support killing and destroying another human being. The individuals rank and file who have joined Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and joined ISIL and ISIS, these are also victims. How are they victims, Deacon Christopher Frazier? Because the same forces through the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the recruits in the United States of North America that recruit poor underclass oppressed peoples to join the military in America, taking advantage of poverty, impoverishment, a condition created by the wicked ruling class. They take advantage of that by saying, well, you want to go to school? Join the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. You want money? Join the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. You want to see the world? Join the Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines. Well, the same wicked ruling class who control the rank and file of the military of America, military of Europe, etc., are the same wicked ruling class who use their agents to solicit those in the Islamic world who are also victims of poverty and impoverishment. Hey, join Al-Qaeda, join Al-Nusra, join Boko Haram, join ISIL. This is a way for you to make money. This is a way for you to do something for Allah. They'll use Allah over there and use Jesus Christ over here. Oh yeah, your generals and whatnot, your high-ranking leadership in America's military, they preach Jesus Christ and the Bible to their rank-and-file members to inspire them to go kill some member of the human family, just as their counterparts in Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra use Quran and use Allah and say, yeah, rise up to Allah and go kill some portion of the human family. Tell me, what is the difference? There is no difference. When you do the in-depth study, when you seek peace, when you demand peace, when you study why there is not peace among the nations, and then come to see and know that the same forces are manipulating both sides, are manipulating the military in America and manipulating the mercenary groups that are of an Islamic persuasion that are under the names Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Boko Haram, and ISIL, ISIS. We know and understand that Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation, these banking institutions indicted for money laundering, for the so-called drug cartels. So you know that the war on drugs is a farce. That the banking cartels own and run the drug cartels. Who has the power? The one coming to get money laundered or the money launderer? Same goes for the so-called Islamic terrorists, meaning Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Boko Haram, ISIL, ISIS. Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation also indicted for money laundering for the so-called Islamic terrorists. This means Al-Qaeda has no power. Al-Nusra has no power. Boko Haram has no power. ISIL, ISIS, they have no power. Who has the power? The money launderer. When you study all of these factions, when you study the war industrial complex, when you study the manipulating powers of those in power to divide the human family against the human family, when you follow the money trail, don't they tell you that you must follow the money? When you follow the money, then you will see who runs America's military, America's Congress and Senate, America's corporations. Then you will see the same one. They run the drug cartels. The same one. They run the human trafficking, prostitution of women and prostitution of children. And they run the human trafficking in the sense that because of unjust laws and pushing people off of their land and territories, people are forced to migrate. It's like another form of human trafficking. These are the same ones that run the so-called Islamic terrorists that have nothing to do with Islam. The majority of Muslims have nothing to do with this. Only a few who are so impoverished that the CIA can use someone who speaks Islam, who speaks Arabic, to maneuver these that are deficient and not thinking properly because of impoverishment, foisted upon them by the same wicked ruling class and ruling families. So we are given the directive, obligatory. You demand peace. Stand up to any administration, whether black or white, Democrat or Republican, stand up and demand peace. Understand that Senator John McCain has been meeting with these so-called Islamic terrorists all the time. He says he's intimate with them. Stand up to McCain and say no to warmongering mentality. Stand up for peace. Seek peace. Then it says pray for the intervention of Yahuwah. Now, you see, watch this now. Come on now, help me, Almighty. After we have tuned in to the universe, after we have tuned in to our identity as Christ in human flesh, after we understand that we are atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons, that neutron is the word of the Almighty that sustains the whole of the universe and sustains ourselves, and we are that word made flesh. We are the neutron made flesh, and that power to become flesh, that atom mechanism made up of the neutron, which is the word, proton, which is the father, Y chromosome, electron, which is the mother, X chromosome, mitochondria, DNA. We have been made flesh. We have attained life. That atom is Christ. We are Christ. Everywhere in the universe is Christ. Everywhere in the universe is atoms. These two words describing the same scientific reality in the universe. We tune in to that life-giving power. We say, you know what? We are children of the Almighty. We are children of the Most High. And we promise the Almighty in the waters, those waters that the scientists teach us that we come from, are the waters of noon. In those waters, we were receiving instruction from the Almighty. And we promised the Almighty. Jeremiah 1 and 5, the Almighty knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That is before conception, before our physical incarnation. We already were alive and receiving instruction from the Almighty in the waters of noon. We promised the Almighty that we would take on human flesh. Prepare us a body, Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah, and we will lead captivity captive, which means we would stand up for freedom, stand up for justice, stand up for equality. We would make a demand for peace. We would speak and do whatever, use whatever means were available to demand peace. Twitter, internet, whatever we had, telephone call to the senators, telephone call to the White House, telephone call to the Congress, voting, whatever we have at our disposal, we would use as a means to demand peace and lead captivity captive, which means all of those in the prisons, whether a literal prison or spiritual, mental, moral prison, economical prison, ecological prison, political prison, whatever prison, we would go to the prisons and open up the prison houses. And we would create institutions and civilizations, covenants. The word covenant is a constitution. We would create civilization, institutions, constitutions that would be for freedom, justice, and equality. We promised all of that. So after we wake up to who we are, our identity, and begin to speak. See, now we have a mind, the power of thinking. We think on these things. We think on peace. We think on truth. We think on righteousness. And then as we think on those things, we begin to vibrate, send out frequency, send out vibrations, send out energy. And that frequency, that vibration, that energy, that spirit, all words describing the same scientific reality, would verberate all over, and others would pick up on that. And then you have a movement. And then as we do that and we speak and act on the mind of the universe, which is our mind of peace, soldier of love, peace, soldier of love, then we pray. See, the church has it backwards. They don't have it no type of way. backward or forward. They just tell you to pray for your leader, and that's it. Hope for the best. You pray, not just go hope. No, the scripture tells you demand, seek peace. Demand peace, then you pray. Now, see, you're praying for Yahweh, the existing one, living one, to act on behalf of your thinking that is in unison with Yahweh, living, existing for all. And that now you have, we have spoken the word, made a demand. Now the very universe, which is Yahweh, existing and living for all, will now move matter, material, mass. The material universe is now acting on our behalf in our accord, because we are in accord with E equals MC squared. Spirit energy equals mass, matter, material universe times the speed of light squared, 186,284 miles per second squared is that number every half a second. So now the whole universe is mind, and the whole universe is word, and the whole universe is light. And when we tune in to this scientific reality and pray in accord with our demand of peace, now the universe moves on our behalf. And you will see that this prayer will manifest and be seen in the physical realm. And then that same verse says, basically, the peace that you demanded is the peace that you will have. And then you see, after chapter 29, the whole process. Yes, they went into captivity, but there were some that made the demand for peace. And then you see a work of redemption, a work of reconciliation. And then you continue to see the prophecies coming that says in the end, and this is not talking about some end that occurred 4,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, but the end in this day and time, you will see men and women being able to purchase land. This is teaching us that the system that has blocked our ability to acquire land, that system will be no more. A system that propagates warfare and bloodshed will be no more. There was a prophecy in that chapter, in the, was it chapter 32, chapter 33, where someone redeems land in the family of Jeremiah, showing that the word that came to Jeremiah is absolutely true, giving him, yeah, you're speaking the truth. Well, the earth will be redeemed to the righteous. The earth will be redeemed to the oppressed. We are living in that day, but we must make the demand for peace first. Then we pray. Then the universe acts on our behalf. Then there is reconciliation. Then there is the writing of the laws of the universe in the hearts of every human being. Then there is love and peace and righteousness between every human being. Then the earth and the universe are redeemed, and now we have peace, forever. Next break. See you on the other side of the break.